From the live stream studios in Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I'm Aaron Nagler, and with me, as always, is Mr. Corey Banky, my partner here at CheeseheadTV.com. We are joined on our live chat, hopefully, by Jamie Snowden and Alex Talish, our marketing guru here at Cheesehead TV, along with the best and brightest from around the Packers blogosphere. Corey, why don't you tell us what is on tap tonight?
Tonight, we are going to talk domination of the Panthers and look forward to Sunday night showdown with the Saints. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got the Green Bay Packers.
It doesn't get better than that.
And we got the bad. We got the Carolina Panthers.
It doesn't get worse than that.
And we got the ugly. We got Jeff Triplett!
Wait, did I say it doesn't get worse? I said the only thing that is worse than the Carolina Panthers is Jeff Triplett. What a moron this guy is.
He did a pretty good job.
He was doing fine.
He was doing really good
until
like the second quarter.
He was doing fine until the game was totally out of hand. Everyone just wanted to get home, go outside, grill some brats, and drink some more beer. And then Jeff Triplett has to go and start ejecting people and calling unnecessary roughness penalties on Clay Matthews for stuff that he said. I mean, it's ridiculous. Jeff Triplett, you are ridiculous.
Ooh, I just spilled on the keyboard.
Awesome.
Hopefully
we're back.
Hopefully the show won't totally go down.
Melt down. So, Corey, have you... Yep, that just happened. Corey's licking the
keyboard.
Sorry,
I don't have a towel, so I don't want the show to...
You want me to go get a towel? There's a kitchen right there.
It's okay.
All right.
I don't want to...
Just use the script.
This is live, baby. Come on.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. Come on now. So, Banky, let me hear it.
Woo!
How was throwback weekend?
Okay, before we start, why don't you pick that hat up right there in front of you?
Oh, this one right here?
Yes.
This is the official sideline hat?
All right, people.
The one right here?
New era.
This one?
This is a hat.
This is the hat you're talking about?
I could be shipping this hat to you tomorrow morning.
He could be. If.
Well, there's things you have to do.
There are requirements.
So, all it takes is a tweet from you, and then Alex Talish will randomly select...
Just a simple tweet.
...one winner, and we'll DM you. And you will win this coach's hat from New Era.
This hat. The official coach's sideline hat for the Green Bay Packers.
This is what you're going to have to tweet here. You know, we're very blatant.
Lay it on them, Corey.
We're not
lay
afraid
it on
here.
Them, Banky.
Here you go. I'm watching Packer Transplants Live on at Cheesehead TV, sponsored by none other than...
At Wisco Disco Beer,
Wisco
baby.
Disco.
Come on now.
Brad Stillmank...
Is the man.
The owner of Stillmank Beer. I am officially calling him the Aaron Rodgers of Brewers.
Boom.
Sorry. And that...
come on now.
That
don't
brings
be sorry.
Us,
don't
no,
apologize.
I mean, I'm not sorry. I'm right. just... I'm I sorry for all the other brewers in Green Bay.
There you go.
Is what I am.
Because, wow. The man. The myth.
So, throwback weekend.
How was it?
Fun.
How was it?
It was amazing.
You have a good time?
It was good. Year four in the books. Kyle Cousineau, Wally Pingle.
Throwing
they,
it down.
They like did they it do. Up as usual.
Right.
They did a good job.
Sorry, I couldn't
and,
be there.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I am.
And
I am.
What's really funny is every year that goes by, less and less people ask about you.
Of course, because they all know now. Although really I did like on Twitter the other night when Peyton Manning broke the Favre record and Sports Illustrated tweeted out, what's the most impressive record in sports? And I tweeted, is Brett Favre's consecutive game started streak?
Yeah.
And then someone responded, I think it was Lambeau Joe responded, consecutive years missing.
Yeah, I retweeted
throwback
that.
Weekend, Aaron Nagler.
I retweeted that.
I feel you, people. It'll happen eventually. But I'm glad it looked like everyone was having a great time. I was refreshing the hashtag all night just to see the craziness, and it did look crazy. And I'm glad you guys had a great time. And correct me if I'm wrong. I did wonder this during the game on Sunday. The Packers are undefeated during throwback weekends. Is this correct?
Yes.
That's right, right?
It is correct.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Not only undefeated, they put a beat down on the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
Yes.
I mean, I got to admit, you go back and listen to the show last week, I sure didn't see that coming.
I did.
I saw a high score coming. I did not see total domination.
I just want to say that for the last 2 weeks...
You've been correct,
sir. I have been the closest prediction
machine... You have been correct.
...of all time.
I mean, I am, you know, out of the 5-2 record, I've only gotten one wrong so far. That was the opening game. Other than that, I've predicted everyone win-loss correctly. So let me hang my hat on that for a second. But well, you have been correct these last 2 weeks about the blowouts.
I mean, I've been close. They've been blowouts.
Not the blowouts.
They have been blowouts.
Well, you were... Miami wasn't a blowout. Miami was a close game.
Yeah.
You were correct about the Vikings.
That's right, what it was. It wasn't two in a row.
No. But you were correct about the blowouts.
Dude, 5-2.
But if you always predict blowouts, it's going to, when the blowouts come along, eventually you'll be correct.
Don't give reasoning.
You're right. I'm sorry.
There's no reason for that.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Can't you just give props?
But 5-2. 5-2, as you said.
5-2.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. We could be 6-2 going into the bye.
Like that action, and it certainly didn't really expect that. But let me tell you something. I am, for the first time in probably 10 years, I ain't scared of the Saints.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'll be a tough game, and I think it'll be a high-scoring game. But, everyone was scared of this game. Look, you know, when the schedule came out in April, and this is why, when the schedule comes out in April, you don't go down the line and say win-loss, win-loss, win-win-win, loss, win-win, whatever. Because this is a perfect example. The New Orleans Saints are not a very good football team.
No.
And what's hilarious is that they're 2-4 and they're only a game out of first place behind the horrible Carolina Panthers.
Welcome to the NFC South.
Seriously. And like I said, Saints not scaring me whatsoever.
Don't you worry, Ryan. I always pick blowouts. So I will be picking a Saints blowout.
Ryan on the live chat.
Anyone heading to New Orleans this weekend, put it in the chat on Twitter. People want to know.
Absolutely. I love meeting up.
You know who's going to the Saints game? Not myself, unfortunately, but Matt Weir.
Oh, Matthew.
Matt Weir will be there.
Fantastic.
Representing.
Man, I love New Orleans. It's just a great town.
Yeah, I wanted to go almost more for that. It's just like it reminds you of like 1996.
Six, all over again. And the quarters.
My dad
awesome.
Had a great time at Super Bowl.
Like, oh, bet he did.
Crazy,
come on now.
Crazy time.
All right, here's the thing about doing the show on a Tuesday. Because we were recording this week on a Tuesday rather than our normal Wednesday. And what it does is it destroys our news cycle because there's no news. It's Tuesday. It's everyone's day off. So here's the news, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn, and most of the offensive line went to see Pearl Jam last night. That's it. That's all I got. That's it. I mean, that's what passes as Packers news today, and that's just sad. And if we want to like really make it even go even deeper into the sadness, last week, David Bakhtiari kicked my ass at FIFA.
Yeah. I didn't get to talk to him because I'm not a stalker. I
you
saw him at
a stalker. You are a professional who hosts a show that he was on as a guest. You were at a restaurant that he was at, and you didn't introduce yourself.
He was at the Chop House.
Yes.
And you didn't say hi. Pretty good. It was pretty good, the Chop House.
Yeah, it's all right.
They kind of have New York prices.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
but not the New York flavor, I'm guessing from your tone.
I didn't want to tell Cousino to his face because he really likes that place.
Oh, no.
But like...
Oh, thrown down.
I'm kind of like, I watch a lot. I watch way too much Chef Ramsay.
Oh,
so
start.
No,
oh,
but I love start. Him. But like, look, if you're going to charge me $40 for, right. for lamb.
Right. I want it to taste like $40.
I was a little bit scared when they said that the mashed potatoes were infused. Like you would never infuse mashed potatoes with anything. So you know how like
garlic maybe garlic.
You know how like when you technically don't get the things right on the semantics aren't right on the menu.
Right.
You're like a little bit worried.
A little worried. Right.
But you know Pam Oliver and her crew were there.
Oh, nice. Very
and,
good.
And
apparently David Bakhtiari and Corey Linsley
showed up.
Corey Linsley, two starters who have been on this here program.
I don't stalk people, Nagler.
It's not stalking. It's called common courtesy,
Nagler. Yeah, I like Blue Jersey out, and I also like Chives. Chives is an amazing place, and it's really in Suamico. It's not in
there
Green Bay.
Go. Suamico. Prop Suamico.
But I really want a Chop House to be good. And then, just to top it off, okay?
Uh-oh.
When you are in Wisconsin, you don't know how to make an old-fashioned, a 1920s old-fashioned, not a 1950s old-fashioned, okay?
Oh, no.
And I know that Wisconsin knows this because when I make the old-fashions for my great-uncles,
right?
Right? Doesn't matter if you use brandy, but it's like no muddling a cherry and no muddling an orange. Okay.
Very important, people.
Both my grandfathers, my great uncles, everybody I've ever made it for, they're like, that's how he used to make it pre-1950.
Right.
Right? Then they got all messed up. Right. So when I told them, they just didn't take it very seriously.
That's unfortunate.
And of all the things in Wisconsin you have to take seriously as a bartender, I would think
old fashions would be one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it would definitely be on the list, I would hope.
One would hope. But yeah, you know, I'm a behind-the-scenes live producer, and I don't like... I mean, that's what I'm the behind-the-scenes guy.
I've heard, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Nobody wants when you're eating, oh, David, Corey, you were on my show... How's it going? Are you enjoying your steak?
Well, first of all, I don't know why you're presenting yourself as a total nerd, but, you know, if that's how you roll, that's fine. But no, a simple, David Bakhtiari, it's Corey Behnke, Cheesehead TV, how are you? That's it. That's all you have to say. But no, you wilted under pressure. I understand.
I didn't wilt under pressure.
I understand, man.
I made
it's
a conscious
okay.
decision.
It's okay, man.
Kyle Kuzin was telling me. I did tell him about Chop House.
I understand.
I must have been drunk.
Well, you see, as I told Bakhtiari, it'd probably be easier for me to intro myself because... He kicked my ass at FIFA. Let me tell you, people. I talked a whole lot of junk to Bakhtiari on Twitter about FIFA. And then we were going to play, and then it didn't happen. And then apparently he has a radio show. He's kept that quiet on Twitter. I'll tell you that.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea until he told me I called you out on my radio show. Really? It's funny that you had to tell me that, and no one came to me, Bakhtiari. All right.
How does no one know? Well, how do you not know that David Bakhtiari?
Because he doesn't put it on Twitter. It's almost like he's embarrassed that he has a radio show.
Every Green Bay Packer player has.
John Kuhn has a show for
guys.
Every
Green
Bay
Packer player has a
somebody's got
radio show or a television show.
Yep.
Because like when you're there in the hotel, it's awesome. You're like cover two, and then you have that, and then you have Among Green's got a show, and you're just like, what is happening?
That's great.
It's great. But then as Kyle and Wes Hod, it was great. Like seeing Wes, Ty Dunn.
Right.
Ty Dunn said something that actually allayed my fears very well because I was really worried about the possibility of not having Tremon and Shields.
Right.
And he literally was like, Devon House and Casey Hayward got that covered, and they did.
Your partner here at Cheesehead TV said pretty much the exact same thing on the show last
you're
week.
You're not as cool as Ty Dunn.
You know, I just...
You don't work
here,
for JS
I just,
Online.
I just freaking, you know, work my freaking fingers to the bone here, people, watching tape every week. And you just dismiss me.
I'm not dismissing. It just felt... It's you know how it's like when your mom tells you something?
No, I know.
When you tell me stuff, it's like my mom telling me stuff. Except for when I want to reach across the table, then it's kind of like my brother. But like you just don't, I don't listen to you.
I know. This has been well documented over the years. Anyway, so there we have
my
it.
Point was, it was good seeing them. And Wes and Kyle are very sad because Green Bay lost one of their radio shows recently in August.
Okay, people out there in Green Bay, listen to me now and hear me later. Syndicate Railbird Central. Syndicate Packer Transplants. Get some real Packer talk on your local airwaves. This is ridiculous. The fact that they don't have any local Packers talk in Green Bay on the radio, that's some absurd nonsense right there.
Wait, Annie Johnson, this is the first time that you're watching and you've actually seen the show this year?
Annie Johnson came to play.
I'm so disappointed in you right now.
Oh, come on. No one watches us anymore, Banky. We're yesterday's news.
She's like the regular of regulars.
Yeah, but we're old bloggers now. You know, no one watches
us,
dude.
I give up.
Yeah.
Should
we just shut the show down?
Yes.
I mean, if Annie Johnson's just tuning in now.
She's like, oh, I came to Throwback Weekend. I might as well watch the show. They're going to talk about Throwback Weekend.
So she's not even here really for the show.
Fail.
It's just about like trying to relive Throwback Weekend. I really feel like we should just shut it off. Just shut down the computer and, you know.
You know, if you can't keep your regulars, that's like a bar.
That's like a bar. A bar becoming like a freaking wasteland. Like, you know, I remember back in the day, this joint was hopping. Now, it's just a bunch of sad-ass drunks.
Now they just make...
Drinking Wisco Disco. Yeah.
Now they just make crappy brandy old fashions with muddled cherries and oranges.
And then all they do is bitch about Vic Ketchman. That's it. That's all they do anymore.
Slow down. Not tonight. Everybody's looking forward to it, but I had some bad news.
I got some breaking news for you, people.
All right, let's talk about the offense.
No, now you want to talk football. Okay. Fine. Just getting into the groove of shutting this thing down, and you want to go and talk football. All right. Jordy says they, as a team, didn't even watch, or I'm sorry, he said it as the offense. The intimation was that it was as a team, but the offense didn't even do film study on Monday. That's how thorough the ass-kicking was on Sunday.
That's ridiculous.
It is beyond absurd. And I will admit, I watched those first three drives when it becomes 21-0 and the Panthers don't even have a first down yet. I was watching it on Monday morning going, like, this is as perfect as you can get. Like, there are a couple instances where, yeah, Rodgers had to maybe extend the play. Things maybe didn't work as well. Obviously, there's the play where Corliss gets blown up by Charles Johnson on the second. I think it's the second play of the game. Rodgers slips down for a sack, etc. There are those plays. But overall, it's like pretty much like Mike called a play. Aaron got to the line, said, yeah, I like that, don't like that, and made everything work. I mean, hell, there's a screen pass where they set up the screen. Here comes the defensive line, and Aaron sees Jordy wide open for a quick comeback and just hits that. You could do whatever you wanted.
How about the defense on fourth down?
Phenomenal.
A second fourth down stop by the Green Bay Packer defense.
Okay, here's...
Is that... I really want to do a historical, like... Right. Like, I was thinking about that in the stadium. I'm like, has somebody really done...
We're gonna be talking about that in the next segment.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's in your script. Okay. Don't worry about it. Just keep going.
Sorry. Let's move on to Cobb's catches.
Okay. All six of Randall Cobb's catches came from the slot position. 86 of his 121 yards came after the catch. This guy is going to get paid. Thanks to Bob McGinn for those stats, by the way. This guy is going to get paid. I mean, everyone in this summer was like, oh, why aren't they extending Cobb? Why aren't they extending Cobb? And then Cobb started slowly, and people were like, oh, maybe they shouldn't extend him. Maybe they shouldn't extend him. And now I can't go an hour without someone on Twitter going, do you think they're going to extend Cobb? When do you think they're going to extend Cobb? Look, let it play out. They got a long way yet.
I have a question for
early December until they have to make these decisions. So they'll let it play out. They'll see how it happens. But, I mean, make no mistake, whether it's in Green Bay or somewhere else, Randall Cobb is making a whole lot of money.
Randall Cobb could be a number one receiver anywhere he needs
to go. He's not a true number one. But he would definitely be making bank in the open market.
He'd be
no
a number one receiver on the Browns.
Well, not when Josh Gordon comes back. Tell you that, but he would be a big target. I will tell you that. He would get a lot of targets.
I'm just saying,
dude.
They're going to pay him, dude.
I think so. And to be honest, and to be totally serious, I do think he sticks in Green Bay. I do think they work something out. I do also know that they haven't talked at all yet. So we'll see. We'll see. But I do think it gets done, eventually. And then finally,
that's saying nothing, by the way.
Well, no, but it's saying I think it gets done. That's not I think you is allowed to test free agency.
But when?
Both James Jones and Greg Jennings were allowed to test free agency, and they both came back, and the first time around.
I think Cobb's,
I don't think that's
going
to happen.
Different than James Jones and Greg Jennings. Well, maybe not Greg Jennings.
He's smart. He knows his value. He knows what's out there. He knows there's a payday waiting for him, whether here or someplace else. He's not going to give a Jordy Nelson type discount. Let's just say that.
It depends on what they offer.
And here's
him,
the thing. Well, of course it does. But here's the other thing. It's interesting to me that Jordy Nelson taking another below market value deal is going to help pay Cobb. That's what I think. Because
Would he do that at this point? Why would he do that?
Well, it depends. Again, like you just said.
At this
point, it depends on what the Packers
offer.
At this
point, this year, right?
Right.
If anything, this year, Jordy Nelson has proved.
Right.
Like, everybody in the league knows who Jordy Nelson is.
Oh, of course.
Beyond, right?
Right now, he's the best statistical wide receiver in the NFL. There's no
He's
quote.
On
there's
pace
no,
for, like,
no,
a ridiculous... Like,
there's
if he
no
keeps
argument
doing
there.
What he's doing, right. He's on pace for a ridiculous amount. I was watching ESPN this morning, and it was, like ridiculous, right?
Absurd.
Why would you take a pay cut?
Well, he's not going to take a pay cut.
But why would he take a discount?
Why did he?
But why would he take another discount? I see taking the discount now.
Well, he did this summer when he signed his deal. It's like he just said, he didn't take a discount. He got a great deal. But if you look around, when Dez Bryant...
That's what
Bryant,
I'm saying. People pay for
right,
that.
When Dez Bryant signs either later this year or this offseason, you can almost guarantee it will be for a lot more than Jordy Nelson signed for. And I'm here to tell you, and people keep giving me crap about this, Jordy Nelson is as good as Dez Bryant. He's not the same type of receiver.
No.
But he is as good as.
Is he as good as Wes Welker in his prime?
Absolutely. I mean, they're totally different receivers. But yes, people do not understand how good Jordy Nelson is. They don't.
I mean, you saw some of that in that, and you've seen some of that the last 3 weeks, especially. Like, he always had that.
Unbelievable.
But his ability, when everybody knows that he's the guy, his craftiness.
It's everything. He's the consummate pro. Whether it's sealing the edge on Eddie Lacy's touchdown, whether it's blocking 30 yards
downfield.
Yeah,
the blocking.
30 yards downfield when Randall Cobb is busting loose.
Like, well, and he opened the Lacy touchdown. When you look at his blocking, it's kind of ridiculous.
He's amazing. And, oh, by the way, no one can guard him one-on-one. Like, the teams that have, quote-unquote, shut him down this year have put a safety over the top at all times. Like, he caught one ball against Minnesota, and that was a 66-yard touchdown. You know, the guy is unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Now, yes, it helps having Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback, but Demaryius Thomas doesn't have Peyton Manning as his quarterback? Come on. You know, he is one of the best
receivers. Who would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning?
Aaron Rodgers, all day, because he can escape the pocket, he can get outside, and he can make plays outside. I love Peyton Manning. Love him. He's one of the greatest ever, but I'd much rather have Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to get 500 touchdowns?
I mean, in his career? No, because he started too late.
It was only 2 years, though.
Well, three. I mean, he sat on the bench for 3 years, and then, you know, I mean, Manning was throwing touchdown passes his first year as a rookie. That's the difference, you know? If you know, Rodgers had come in and started as a rookie, yeah, probably he probably would have gotten there, especially in this offense, but no, I don't see it.
Yeah, 200 now,
if
right?
If Drew Brees doesn't do it, no one's going to do it for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it's, Drew Brees is the last.
I agree. I just wanted to ask you that because I was thinking that the other night.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I was like, I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. And finally, on the offensive side of the ball, the offensive line had their best performance of the year against the Panthers. Now, the Panthers are not the dominating front that they were last year. That is clear. They aren't even the front we saw the first 2 weeks of the season, obviously because Greg Hardy is out. Now, take that out and put that aside for a second. And they still have Starr. They still have Charles Johnson. They still have some pass rushing ability. I mean, they got after the Bengals a little bit the week before, and they've done some things throughout the year. And especially the tackles. I mean, Bakhtiari and Bulaga absolutely stoned everybody coming after them. And Bakhtiari, to be fair, did get beat a couple of times inside, and he recovered. I mean, his recovery this year is incredible. That, to me, is the biggest difference. Last year, if he got beat initially, it was over. Like, the guy was getting to the quarterback. This year, the guy gets beat initially, and Bakhtiari is there. He knows the recovery, and he knows what to do. His footwork, his hand placement is light years better. And on Sunday, they were just locked down. And that's impressive.
We had the ridiculous... Okay. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, you know the Muppet Show?
I love the Muppet Show.
Okay, the old men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah. So you know how, like, sometimes...
Why do I know
so
where this
we
is
basically
going?
Behind me. Right. So I'm in the first row, right?
You had Statler and Waldorf behind you at Lambeau?
No, worse. Oh, I had like Dumb and Dumber Statler and Waldorf. So like literally, it's like 38-3. I think it was 38-3 at some point, right? I don't know. The game is over, right?
It's over.
It's over.
Right.
And like Eddie Lacy like gets tackled behind the line, and they're like, "God damn it, Lacy!"
Oh, and I'm like, what
is your problem?
Dude,
perspective, bro. Right. Like, relax.
That's like
what the
hell? They're stacking the box with nine guys because you know you have to run.
It's like we're just running out the clock. If anything, my biggest complaint against the Packers was, you know how when you're in Madden? Okay.
Oh, I know how we are in Madden, son.
Okay. Yes. You know how when you're winning in Madden and everybody, you remember when like people would be like, "Dude, I can't believe you're doing that to me right now." And you'll be winning and like, you're watching
and you're
the
running,
play clock.
Run the clock
and you
all
run
the way
it
down.
Right down to one, and then you hike it. Okay, there was not enough of that from the Packers on Sunday. I'm sorry.
I agree with
when
that.
When you're up that much, just run it down to one and hike the ball, Matt Flynn. It's not that hard.
Hey, speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up. How screwed is this team if Matt Flynn has to play?
Oh, my God. I've been saying that for years.
Dude, and I know he did whatever he did last year.
Dude,
but
he didn't do anything.
Well, he did. He played a pretty good game in the second half in Dallas. He played a pretty good game. Pretty good game. Not a great game, but a pretty good game against Atlanta last year. And
put thumbs down on your face.
God, you just saw him out there on Sunday, and you're like, oh, man. Why is he the number two? Why is he on this team?
I don't know. I asked you that question 2 years ago.
And I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Why is a person... I'm like those old guys behind me right now.
I was texting with some personnel people around the league during the game, and someone said, if Rodgers goes down, they are screwed. And I said, well, you know, everyone said that last year. And
they
wrote it out. And like, yeah, but you've got
Tolzien, who's proven to like have improved and progressed in the offense. Why are they riding with Flynn?
I don't know. He's just collecting a paycheck.
Holy cow. He's just not very good.
Well, and clearly, if you can't clock management, Rodgers had that a little bit too. Like, dude, when you're ahead, you got it. That's the little thing. It's the details.
Milk it. Although,
if you're hiking on with 5 seconds left.
Slow down. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers here. One of the greatest.
And he's usually pretty good at the greatest quarterback. And honestly, he's usually pretty good at the details. But that's one of those details.
Well, he was in the flow. He wanted to score.
Dude.
Even though, like, that last drive when he missed Richard Rodgers, I love that, though, because he said, I wanted to get Richard a touchdown in front of his dad because the wide receiver coach for the Panthers. Blah, 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 blah. I love that. I love that he's still all in, trying to score, trying to, like, I get all that.
But, dude, if you add up seconds, okay. 10 plays, dude, and you don't go from 4 to 1.
Call it. You're like,
that's 40 seconds, dude.
I get it, but dude.
Dude, the Steelers scored 3 touchdowns in 1 minute and 13 seconds.
I am well aware.
Okay?
Did you watch it?
No, I don't watch the Steelers. Dude, Who cares about the Steelers?
I watched it happen. So, come on, slow down. You sound like Statler and Waldorf behind you. You know, just enjoy the win.
I can't handle it.
Don't be bitching about the seconds off the clock.
I can't handle this clock management. That's the only thing I have to bitch about. I can't handle this clock.
That is a perfect example of a Packer fan, though. Fucking huge blowout. And we're like, the clock management.
It should go down to 1, then you hike the ball.
I hear you, dude.
And Lindsley should know this, too.
Yeah, well, he does. But, you know, he's got Aaron Rodgers behind him. No, it's not like, what's going to happen? Rodgers is going to go, no, I'm all good. I'm going to hike.
These guys behind me were hilarious. No. I'm trying to think. One of the things they said, like so many times they would say something and I would literally turn to Rachel and I'd be like, that's not true. And I would be like, because they were just saying the stupidest stuff, like, God. You know, just like dumb Packer fans.
I know. Well, you know, they're
just so used
dumb
to
fans.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But you're just so used to Packer fans in Lambeau not being dumb about
this
football.
This is true.
That's so when you true. Actually, when there's somebody like, okay, as much as I used to bitch about the people behind my grandfather.
Yes, you did.
Okay. At least they knew the game.
Exactly.
Like they would just be like,
they were 100 years old. Yeah.
Can
but
you
they knew
sit
the game.
Down? I can't see. Can you take your cheese head off? But they wouldn't be like,
right.
Who is that guy? Oh, well, no, sometimes that guy would be like that. But like, there was
who's
a penalty.
Number 88? That's my favorite that you've ever
who's
told.
Who's number 88? Yeah, and it was...
that's Bubba Franks.
Bubba Franks.
He's been with us for a while. That's great. Should we move on to the defense?
I would take those people in a heartbeat over the people.
Oh, yeah.
I should have wrote down some of the things they said because they were
That could have been your Vic bashing segment this week.
Yeah, unknown Muppets.
Unknown idiots behind me bashing. All right, so flipping over to the defensive side of the ball. We got the NASCAR package. Love this. I love getting all these elephant ends on the field together at one time. Nick Perry, Mike Neal, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, all getting after the quarterback. Obviously, NASCAR package, get it. They're playing the Carolina Panthers. Love it. Love it.
Isn't that like the first time you ever said the word NASCAR?
No, I used to say it all the time when you watched
NASCAR. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Corey went through a big-time NASCAR phase.
I like NASCAR.
I know you do. And you went through a big phase where you were like all in.
NASCAR.
You were all in. You were like knowing all the drivers and all their stuff, their stats, whatever. Like,
who won this weekend?
In what?
NASCAR, dude.
I have no idea, dude.
Brad Keselowski.
Like, here's a true fact.
Ding, ding, ding.
Here's a true fact. On my way over here, I tweeted, I'm pulling for the Royals in the World Series. I honestly had no idea who they were playing in the World Series. I had no clue.
Yeah, I know. I saw
no
that.
Idea.
I saw my buddy Brian.
Let me tell you,
who's a big Kansas City fan. He said, "God bless you."
Some Giants fans not happy with that one. I learned the San Francisco Giants were in the World
baseball
Series.
Why is there baseball right now? Can they
it's
just
the World
get a,
Series?
Just move it away.
I
like,
know. I hear you.
There's too much baseball.
Well, yeah,
it's
they play a freaking
season.
100 games.
It's
good
football
Lord.
Season right now.
Got
it's not
right.
baseball
yeah,
season.
Got cool out. Like can we touch
it football? Was cold in Wisconsin. Not
love
Wisconsin
it.
Cold, but,
no,
it
but it
was like
cold.
A little chilly.
All right. Very good. All right, so the NASCAR package.
Oh, Mike, no. This is so classic. No, oh, this no. is so Lambo. Oh, no. Michael Klink on the chat goes, guy behind me at Jets game and it was 21-3. Ted Thompson can't draft good players. That's so classic, dude. Oh, that's the kind of stuff I was hearing. Like, why can't Ted get that guy better? Or our running backs aren't any good. Yeah, every time Lacy would run, they would talk crap about Lacy. And I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Good like, Lord. This is the best running back we've had in like forever. 20 years, at least. Like, Dorsey Levens and Amon Green together were almost as good as Eddie Lacy.
It's a bold statement. I think talent-wise, I think you're right.
I'm not scared to say it.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
I hear you. Although, I will say, Dorsey Levens, like, before the injury, he was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's really good at the screen game. He's really good at blocking. Screen game,
the wheel route.
Lacy is not as good as those things, but
he's a better runner, probably. Dude,
Lacy is going to take a game on his shoulders.
He will.
It's just up to the offensive line.
And then, okay, to get to what you were talking about earlier, the fourth down stop, short yardage in general, they have been running, this is the line they've been running on short yardage downs. Boyd, Guyon, Pennell, and Mike Daniels. And let me tell you, this is the first time this has happened in a long time in Green Bay. On short yardage downs, those four gentlemen are playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
It's crazy.
I'm not talking like they get stood up and maybe press forward a little bit. They are shooting gaps, they are penetrating, and they are playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
I should have asked Rob Domofsky. That's a good question for Rob Domofsky. I bet he knows. I bet he knows when is the last time the Green Bay Packer defense in back-to-back games shut down a fourth down.
Short, yeah. That is a good question.
Back-to-back games. It's probably not since the 40s,
but
dude.
Here, no.
Even in the 60s,
Here's the thing. Yeah, we were talking about Packer fans. Talking about, you know, trying to look at the
Russ,
worst.
He's calling you out for your pronunciation of Guyon.
Guyon, Guyon, whatever.
I say Guyon because remember that show with the guy? I can't remember.
You tell it. Have him call into the show, and we'll talk about it. Anyway, so I don't know.
You're not snarky at all.
No, not at all. So, stopping these guys, blah 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 blah. Here's my worry, because I gotta have a worry, because it can't be just like. Life is awesome.
You can worry about clock management when we're up by a blowout.
Yeah, see? That's yours. Now here's mine. It's only a matter of time until we see one of these fourth and shorts or third and ones. Somebody takes a play action shot. Like a shot. Like a bomb.
Yeah.
What's going to happen
here's,
there?
Here's the thing, though.
Probably to a tight end.
This secondary.
To take advantage of the linebackers.
Secondary's lights out, dude.
It is. That's why they do it to a tight end.
And we're
take advantage of the linebackers
for
safety.
It's ridiculous.
I love how you want to move on because you don't want to talk about the Packers giving up a huge bomb on third and short.
No, because you know what's going to happen? Haha, Clinton Dix is going to intercept it and get a pick six.
I should hope so. But that's my worry.
Dude, have you seen? I mean,
because they are selling out.
Some of the stuff Ben Fennell's put up about the secondary.
It's nice, right?
It's ridiculous.
It's nice. It's good stuff.
Like, and this isn't even. This is second stringers.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to your point, to what we have in the script here, Devon House is playing at a starter level. Here's the thing. I mean, he's playing at a high level. He was before this Sunday. He did again on Sunday. He got clipped for like a bat, a ticky-tack foul, but.
I mean, it was Jeff Triplett.
That is Jeff Triplett. But he is playing, and he's playing well against physical receivers. That's the other thing. That's why I'm not scared of the Saints. I think they put House on Colston and tell him, you got him, and just follow him. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they deploy the secondary down in New Orleans. But Devon House playing at a high level. And here's the other thing. And I didn't want to put this in the script because I didn't want you to get all upset. But Devon House's play... is going to make
it
difficult to justify bringing back Tremont Williams at anything other than a discounted deal.
I'm going to come across this table.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm just saying. It's going to be hard.
Okay, and that actually was my question because I got that.
Right.
I've had a lot of people tell me this weekend.
Right.
I think they know about the Packers. Jersey out. that we're not going to have money to pay Tremont. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a load of bull crap.
Okay,
if they don't pay Tremont,
right,
they are crazy.
Well, okay. Now, the word...
Pay the man.
Now, wait. The word pay...
Ted! Ted. Where's Ted at?
He's right there. He's right there.
Ted, pay him.
Well, now, here's the thing. The word pay has many connotations. Now, you can do a lot of things with the structuring. You can give them like a big bonus early.
Aren't they going to be $7 million under the cap next year?
No, here's my thing. They have a ton of space. And they're going to have a ton more space when they roll stuff over. Now, probably a little less once they, as I said earlier, I think they re-sign Cobb, probably do a couple other deals, including Tremont. Now, the question is, A, do they approach Tremont prior to free agency, prior to the offseason? They approach him during free agency? They let him go test the waters, etc.? Because I think, we've had Chantrell on this show. We've had Tremont on this show. I think the Williams really enjoy living in Green Bay. I think they love having their family there. Unlike Greg Jennings, I don't sense that they're trying to get out to a quote-unquote better area.
I mean, but if you're a top cornerback in the league, guess what? You get paid in this league.
Well, let me tell you.
It's a really important position.
When you're older and you've been injured a few times and you've got younger guys coming up in the game, you're probably not considered a top corner in the game. And I know you would dispute that.
I would dispute that.
But most personnel people around the league would contend that he is on the... Now starting to come hit
they
the
said
downside.
That about Charles Woodson, and look at Charles
I
Woodson
I understand
here.
That, and which is why I think Ted will probably try to keep him. But let's be something clear here. He is not Charles Woodson. I love Tremont.
I didn't say he was. I'm just saying, look at Charles Woodson. We made a mistake not re-signing Charles Woodson, in my opinion. Because think about this.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson in the dime.
Although I
agree. With Devon House, Casey Hayward, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, Tremont Williams.
I agree.
Are you kidding me?
But he had to pay Morgan Burnett. So, you know.
Morgan Burnett, who finally had a good year, was finally having a good year after totally missing last year.
Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. Tremont, you know, I think he will be back, but I think it's going to take him, you know, it's going to take some funny money slash, you know, oh, look at this contract, but all the numbers that we see in the press aren't really what he's getting paid. But I think he will be back.
I actually hate you more than I've ever hated you in my whole entire life.
I understand that. That's some depths of hatred right there.
Yes, because I've definitely hated you pretty bad in my life.
I am well aware.
And now I
live through it.
I believe I have gotten to the extreme peak of my hatred for you.
That's phenomenal. Where's my second beer?
Moving on.
You talk for a second.
Instead of Vic bashing, so here's the thing, people.
No Vic bashing. Wait. No Vic bashing?
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
Okay, so here's the thing. I read the last four Ask Vics, okay? And I couldn't find anything to fault him with. That's the God's honest truth, people, because I don't lie to you here on Packer Transplants.
Wow. That's insane.
I think he's been listening. I really do. I think he's been listening. So if you find something, if you find that I was in error and you want to go and look through Ask Vic and say, Corey, you missed this. I couldn't find anything snarky. I could find
find anything.
I mean, four posts, right? It's Tuesday.
Wow.
Usually like.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe we're just a day early.
Yeah, it might be that.
Tweet them out tomorrow.
Normally, like I find. No, and I don't know what it is. So instead of Vic bashing, I got something a little better for everybody. A little bit better. It's a little bit nicer.
Nothing's better than Vic Bash.
It's not better, but it's nice.
Come on.
So we've got a little bit of Stillmank Brewery slideshow.
Come on now.
A lot of people miss this, so this is just a little slideshow of Saturday. We went to Stillmank Brewery.
Get it.
If you haven't been, it's in Bellevue. It's amazing. If you're in Green Bay, if you're in Wisconsin, you need to go. If you haven't had Stillmank beers, you need to have them. Wisco Disco is served at Lambeau Field. They are our sponsor. And so here you'll see they've got some taps going on. Amazing. They have this locals only beer. Brad, who is the owner and brewer, I'm calling him the Aaron Rodgers of brewers right now. And this locals only right here, basically he teamed up with Hinterland, Titletown, all the brewers in Green Bay. They came up with their own recipe. And it's an amazing. The locals only was actually my favorite. And what's amazing about them is that almost everything they make at Stillmank is made in Wisconsin. Literally, there's one ingredient. There's a dextrose ingredient that he doesn't. He there's Brad right there, the man himself.
Look at Brad. Amazing. What's up, Brad?
And then what's really cool, and I totally screwed the graphic up, but basically there's four where they keep the beer containers. I don't know what the name is for them, but basically he has three quarterbacks and one wide receiver, and the wide receiver's closest, and the wide receiver's Donald Driver. And so he's got number 80 on them. So he's got number 15, of course, Bart Starr. He's got number 4, Brett. And he's got number 12, Aaron Rodgers. And they all throw to the wide receiver, Donald Driver. And phenomenal. Then Donald Driver's the last one. So, you know, it's a Packer fan kind of place. This is where they make the cans. And they only do cans for a couple reasons, because it doesn't let light in. And here are some more pictures of Stillmank. This I thought was pretty amazing, having all the cans. But just an amazing time. I highly, 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 highly recommend going there. Honestly, that was the best part of our trip, was going to Stillmank.
Awesome.
And it's so cool. That's only the second week they've had the tap room open.
Really?
And there were a lot of people in there, not just our people. There were a lot of our people. But it's really cool. It's in Bellevue. And, you know, Green Bay doesn't know what it has. It's one of these things where it's like,
well,
you
have good.
This, it
that's
is good.
It's awesome.
But it's one of these things where you have this gem right here.
Right, right.
You know, like, I want the Chop House
and
to be amazing. I'm not talking
few.
Crap about it because I don't want it to.
Right, right, right.
But here you have something that's very, very, very special. I mean, in my opinion, on New Glarus level special, which is saying
whoa
a lot. But it's good. I love drinking it, and I love the partnership, and you know, try to find Wisco Disco.
Rock and roll, dude.
Be jealous.
Can't handle the truth.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. I believe
we have no videos to show.
No,
this week
we didn't do any videos because I was in Wisconsin. Because
you were in Wisconsin.
We still need to do Mike's Best and Worst.
Yeah, we will.
We're gonna do that tomorrow.
I have to do it tonight. My wife leaves for California tomorrow morning, and I'm driving her to the airport. And that's why we're doing the show tonight.
No, I agree with you, Kevin. It is James Lofton, but a number 80. Kevin says number 80 is James Lofton. Older fans, I definitely agree with you, and it could be both because it's a receiver number, right? But Brad specifically said it was Donald Driver.
Let me tell you,
and that's why
Kevin,
I said it was Donald Driver.
You know
Driver.
What, Kevin? The 12-year-old me totally agrees with you, but given how Lofton left the franchise, and given that Donald Driver holds the record, you know, is the number one receiver in Packer history. You gotta say it's Driver, don't you? I mean, and I get it. Lofton was definitely more talented, was definitely a better wide receiver.
I mean,
I don't think there's any question
Lofton wasn't involved. Well, Lofton wasn't involved in a Super Bowl.
No, like, not even close. Like, so.
But he was a better receiver.
Oh, no question. No question. More talented. Amazing, amazing wide receiver. Man, I don't know. I don't know how you take that away from Donald Driver.
And, you know, Annie, I do agree. The IPA is very good. That is people's favorite. But I'll say what I heard
Annie's
the most,
still here. Well, we are just blessed.
She decided to stay.
We are just blessed.
She
Annie,
decided to show
not
up.
Not only did she show up, she stuck around. This is amazing. It's like a record night here at Packer Transplants. No
really
guests.
Is.
Aaron and Corey just yakking about beer and football.
It's like old times.
Annie Johnson sticking around.
It's like old times, except you talk shit about Tremont.
You know, dude,
why you gotta hate on Tremont?
It's not hating.
I was looking forward to doing this show, and now I'm just depressed.
You're just depressed. I know. Because when reality confronts us, we have
it's
to
not
face
reality.
It.
It's
we
your prediction
it.
Of reality.
No, it's reality.
No.
It is.
No, it's not reality. So, it is your right. prognostication
so in,
of reality.
So in Banky world, what happens? Tremont reaches the end of his contract, and
we sign him.
For what?
Money.
How much?
We pay him.
Yeah, exactly.
We pay him like
this
a number one cornerback,
is why,
which is what he is.
This is why you are not that man.
I am not Ted. No. This is why I bow down. This is why he's on my desktop. I'm not talking stuff about Ted, okay?
So, oh.
No, I don't
So
talk,
when Ted doesn't
Ted.
Pay him like a number one corner,
look, I'm the
what
only
do we think
person
of Ted?
In Packer Nation ever to get Ted to smile. So don't even play
this,
with me,
this
Nagler.
This is true. This is true. I love how you have to yell and gesticulate just to like distract from the fact that the uncomfortable truth that, you know, some
I just
changes
don't
are
like
coming.
You right now.
Some changes.
It's not
are
an uncomfortable
it's
truth. It's I don't like you. Okay?
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just letting you know. Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Okay. But isn't this. Okay. Look, can we just. Record scratch moment here. All right. Can we just shine a light on something here real quickly? Just because I want to. Isn't it interesting how there's no buzz around the Packers right now? And I'm not even talking just nationally, but even locally. Like, even with, like, you read JS Online, or you read the Packers News, you read the blogosphere, they are dominating. They're kicking ass like they were in 96.
That's good. Well, Aaron said on the show today, he was like, coming under the radar.
Yeah.
He believed it. Wildy believed it.
But isn't it funny how when they lose, say, to Detroit, our comments section is lit up. This show has incredible viewership. Everyone's got an opinion about everything.
Okay, this show has never had incredible viewership, just FYI.
It will one day. But
I love how everybody... Okay, everybody on the live chat, go away, okay? Go away.
Oh, why? Why? Are they agreeing with my assessment of Tremont?
No, they're being even more realistic than you are.
Go.
Just leave me alone.
I told you not to read it.
I just don't.
You read it every week. I tell you not to, and you read it every week.
Oh, Jersey L, just go away.
Why are they saying he's going to get cut? They're going to say they're going to let him walk.
Jersey
L's
like, we got to pay, blah, blah, blah. He's got like a whole list of people they got to pay. I know. But for this one little moment.
And that's why I say.
For this one little bit, can I just.
I agree.
Tremont is playing why I say, lights out.
There will be. And he is playing lights out. And can we just say, and I'm surprised you haven't brought this up. Can we just say what a freaking pro this guy is? After the injury sustained in Miami, to be out...
He wasn't even supposed to play.
To even be out there on Sunday is amazing.
Uh-oh.
And he played well.
Packer backer, 5677. The reason we're on Tuesday night is because this is the only night Nagler could do, so wanted to do the show.
We really didn't want to do it Wednesday night.
He's like one of our most regular people.
I know. I'm sorry.
He's like, why is this on Tuesday?
I know. I'm sorry. It's on me.
Luckily, it's on DVR, so...
Because tomorrow, my wife leaves for California in the morning... And I don't have anyone to watch the kids, so I got to watch the kids, which means I would have had to leave my kids to do Packer transplants.
No,
and as hardcore as I am, not quite there
we
yet.
We could have done Packer transplants with Olive and everybody here.
That would have been great.
That would have been hilarious.
Next time we're doing it. Next time, that's what we're doing.
Okay, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Should do it at my house. That would have been even better. Anyway, so... There we are. So let's... no Vic bashing this week.
Okay, let's talk about
the Saints. Let's get to the Saints game. Shall we?
Yep.
Here's my thing. This is not the Saints juggernaut that we're used to, people. I know they still have Drew Brees. I know they still have Jimmy Graham, though he's been hobbled. I know they still have Marcus Colston. They have, you know, an exciting rookie receiver in Cooks. But wow, is this team not anywhere near the team that the Packers barely beat a couple years ago in Lambeau? Lost to pretty badly many years ago when, you know, Rodgers threw that pick and had to lay out a guy on the sideline. This is not that team. And I'm not saying, you know, the Packers are going to win and by a lot. They're not going to blow them out or anything. But the Packers should win this game. If the Packers are the team that you and I both think they are, they should win this game. And I'm not saying they're going to blow them out. I'm not saying they're going to handle the Saints. But they should win this game because the Packers are the better team. And that is not even a question.
That's not a reason they're going to, that's not necessarily a reason that people will win, though.
A reason? A reason? What?
A
reason. A reason. You really just said a reason. It's all right.
I did say a reason.
A reason? Oh, but
that's not a reason.
Not a reason they should win. You are white, Coley. I will tell you. I will tell you right now. That is not a reason, and you are white. Yes, no, that's right. That's right. The better team doesn't always win. But the Packers should absolutely win this game.
I can't even listen to you right now.
I got them all discombobulated.
Ah!
All discombobobulated after my 12 miles.
Let's talk about Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham. It'll be the monster break of the year if the Packers don't have to deal with Jimmy Graham. I love how, like, okay, we're not even going to, like, screw the script. We're not even going to talk about it. The script is gone. All right,
well,
here
now
we go.
Everybody's making fun of me on the live chat about
gone. Because all you're going to do is read the live chat, tell me what's on the live chat, and then we'll talk about it. Go.
It's just funny because everybody's doing the Elmer Fudd thing now on the live chat. So it's just really funny. It's just funny. I'm sorry. When you say Kobe is hunting wabbits, it's just funny.
Listen, people.
Oh, good, because I want to throw a beer at you.
This is some deadly... Wait, can I address the camera?
Yes.
Listen, people, this is deadly serious business. The Packers are going to New Orleans, and they have to win. That's it. That's all I got. Okay.
All right, so Jimmy Graham.
Find that, you know, do whatever you got to do. Jimmy Graham, they're catching a huge break because he's awful. And he's not awful. He's hurt. He's still amazing. But the Packers probably would have struggled with a 100% Jimmy Graham. But now, hey, guess what? Guy was completely just not even there against the Detroit Lions last week. There's a good chance he probably won't be still 100% against the Packers. That's a huge break.
So what's your prediction?
Packers 28, no, 31, Packers, Saints 21.
Okay.
31-21, Pack.
I say 24-0.
Packers? I should hope.
Of course.
All right.
Who else? Sure. There is no one else, Nagler.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere!
That's right, it's the return of This Week in the Packers Blogosphere, that venerable series. Can we just talk about something? And I hate to call out a fellow Cheesehead TV member, but
uh-oh,
I got to do it.
Uh-oh.
Our own Brian Caravu was on the Heller show earlier today talking about Brett Favre. And to be fair, Brian is not the only one to make this assertion.
I actually agree with him.
And Corey agrees with Mr. Caravu.
Favre is scared. He needed Star to be his flak jacket for the fans, okay? And it's true, because anybody that's going to boo Bart Starr as a Packer fan, I will kill them myself.
So, now that we're done with the hyperbole challenge, we saw earlier today, Ed Werder came out with a report saying that Brett Favre was indicated that the plan was to have Brett and Bart at the Bears game. And if anyone follows Kyle Cousineau on Twitter, they've known this for like a month, because Kyle was all over that a month ago. The mayor knows all. And now Kyle said earlier today that the plan might be now to have Brett and Mike Holmgren, which isn't quite as cool, but still pretty cool.
I would boo that.
Shut up.
Sorry.
You would not.
I think they should.
Anyway,
I think what they should do. Okay, I have this idea for a video, right?
Oh God, here we go.
Okay, so
I can't even finish my point, can I? My point,
because you talk shit.
The whole
your mom.
Point of the fucking segment was the Packers blogosphere response to it. So you just go.
If you didn't talk shit about Tremont,
I didn't talk nothing about Tremont. I spoke truth. Go.
Okay, what I think they should do is, I think that they should, okay, you know my video about Favre the Traitor?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am well-versed.
So they should play my video of Favre the Traitor at Lambeau.
Right.
And then I'm going to come out with my makeup on, and we're going to hug at midfield.
you and Brett.
Me and Brett.
I like it.
I'm going to make up to like Brett, and then I'm going to bow down to him.
I'm glad you didn't make it all about you, but it's good. I like it. It's all good.
Are you saying I did make it all about me? You know,
maybe just a little bit.
I just thought that was a good idea.
It is a great idea. It's a great idea. I love it. Now, are we out of Banky Fantasyland, or are we going to keep going?
The camera's on you now.
Okay, good. So let's just talk about this for a second. Remember back when Brett Favre was a Viking?
Yes.
And Julius Peppers was a Bear?
Yes.
And they played?
Yes.
And the Bears still had yet to play the Packers later in the year.
Yes.
And at midfield, they meet and they talk and whatever. And Brett Favre says, Julius, hey, go beat the Bears. Or go beat the Packers.
Yes.
And everyone makes a monster deal out of it. This is what happens with Brett Favre. Just if anybody else on this planet had said what Brett said in regards to, you know, the plan was, you know, Bart and I going to show up at Lambeau, but, you know, Bart is not healthy. There's no conspiracy here. There's no plan here. There's no
nothing here.
It's not
a conspiracy.
Here.
You're missing
no,
the point.
No, I'm not. Let me finish.
You are missing
Let
the point.
Let me finish. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because everyone wants to say, Oh, Brett, clearly using Bart Starr as a shield against the really meanie Packer fans. That's ridiculous.
No, we're saying that. No, you're missing the point.
The excitement is, oh, God, wouldn't that have been awesome?
Of course Bart is sick.
It's awesome that they're going to do it. It's awesome that they're even talking about it.
Why does he need Bart? Why can't he just go by himself?
He doesn't, because it would be cool. How cool would it be for the three of them?
No.
What would you rather have? Favre and Rodgers.
I'd like Favre to be a man and show up at Lambeau.
He's going to when the three of them can be together.
And there's no chance of him getting booed.
You're just consigned. You and everyone else are just consigned to Bart Starr is never going to get better. That's what you're telling me.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Because the idea of the three of them being together, being the first time that we see them all together at Lambeau, Favre's return to Lambeau, should be the penultimate most awesome event.
Yes, but he's only doing it because he doesn't want to get booed.
But all the naysayers are like, oh, Brett's scared.
Yeah, because he doesn't want
to
get booed.
No, Brett just wants it to be awesome.
No.
Just like Brett Favre is.
No.
Awesome.
Here's the thing. Brett Favre made
$10 million
a year, $160 million from the state of Wisconsin, okay?
Here we go.
$160 million. Here we go. And now, in his career, he's looking at someone like... who ended their career gracefully. His name is Derek Jeter, and he feels very stupid, I hope. Because he looks at Derek Jeter, and he goes, man, Derek Jeter stayed in New York, and he got paid the whole time. And now he's a hero. And he could have went out a hero. That's what he said for years, See, I can pull so many press conferences where he said, I want to go out a Packer. I want to go out a Packer. And he didn't. Yeah, you have the button.
Yeah,
he's scared. He doesn't want to get booed at Lambeau.
This is all about you.
No.
This is all about the Packer fan feeling jilted. It's got nothing to do with Favre. Here it is. My daughter and I did a video about this back in the day when this Favre Peppers thing happened. Here's how it actually went down on the field, most likely. Hey, Julius, hell of a game. Go beat those Packers this weekend. And that's it. That's what was probably said. Now, here's how Packer fans made it sound. Julius Peppers, for all that is good and holy, thou must go forward and beat the Packers. That's how they've built it up in their heads. And this is no different.
No, it is.
Packers fans are all like, oh, Brett Favre, obviously scared. It's got nothing to do with Brett Favre being scared. It's got everything to do with him wanting to make it awesome.
Let me just tell you. Every time you say that it's about us Packer fans.
It's totally. You just went on a 5-minute diatribe about your feelings that have nothing to do with Brett Favre.
Everything.
Zero.
Is about Brett Favre.
I would hope so.
That's why he didn't show up to College game day on Saturday like a wuss.
Well, no, he didn't show up because he didn't want to deal with the whole Jen Sturger angle. But, Sturger.
Duh.
Yeah. So.
Well, own up to your stuff.
Right.
Jen Sturger, by the way.
I'm sure his wife hasn't raked him over the coals about that at
Jen Sturger, by the way, I do want to say, is brilliant.
Yeah, she's great.
Brilliant. She's hilarious. She's brilliant. She has taken something that in years past, she would have been like Monica Lewinsky'd out the door, now Monica Lewinsky's on Twitter.
Yeah.
And she has done something and she has turned it around. And I applaud everything she's done.
I agree.
But yeah, he didn't want to handle it just like he didn't want to get booed at Lambeau because he had Bart Starr as his flack. And now he's wussing out.
Wussing out. Corey Behnke talking about wussing out. That's interesting. All right.
What have I wussed out on?
All right. Well, it's good. It's interesting. All right.
If Mark Murphy said, Corey Behnke, I need you to show up on the field at Lambeau Field with Bart Starr.
You'd and be then like, wait, Mark Murphy knows who I am?
Yeah. And then Bart Starr didn't show up. I'd still be like, hey, Mark, can I still show up?
Yeah, because you didn't play quarterback for the Green Bay Packers and almost single-handedly resurrect the franchise. Yes, you are correct. You would. Because you would be like, oh, my God.
Over $100 million. Over $100 million. Over $100 million. It's not about my feelings, Nagler.
It's all about your feelings.
Okay. Well, I speak for a lot of Packer fans.
Yeah, I know. Who all make it about themselves. Nothing to do with Brett Favre.
Well, we own the stock, homie.
Yeah. Oh, what's that get you? How many votes you get? Oh, yeah. Making a lot of tough decisions there with that stock.
I'm ending the show.
Oh, the toughest decisions are, should I go to the shareholder meeting or should I not? Should I spend a whole bunch of money or should I save it?
Okay, I'm ending the show because I'm about to come over this table and beat your ass.
Can't wait. That'll do it for this week's Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank our guest, Corey and Aaron, for chatting up some Packers tonight. And seriously, of course, as always, we thank you, the fans, everyone who sticks with us, Annie Johnson. Hey, wait, is Annie Johnson still here?
I don't think
so. Is Annie Johnson still here?
She left, dude. She left.
No, but look at the chat.
No, she left.
Annie?
She left.
See? See?
We drive them away.
See? It just ain't what it used to be, Corey. We just need to chill out. We just need to shut this down. You know, I think this was our last Packer transplant.
I think so.
I think
I'm ready to end it. I'm ready to retire.
I'm done. We're like Brett Favre.
Except for I'm not joining the Minnesota Vikings. Or the New York Jets.
Oh,
by the way.
Man, that was so done. It was so ready to just fade to black there, and you just messed it up.
All right, so say thank you.
I did. Thanks, everyone. We're done.